You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. You can listen to our guy AWOD at noon every day. I know Jason's been coming on as College Hoops Insider, right? Jason's not paying attention. You were AWOD's College Hoops Insider.
Oh, yeah. I did a show a bunch of times.
Very nice.
Listen to him at noon.
Sorry.
Does he hit you up all the time?
All the time.
Because you say yes. He's the one guy you say yes to.
Well, yeah, because I like to, college sports.
I've gone on
which
the
we don't do
I think
much
we've all
on the
gone
show.
On his show a bunch. I've gone on his show a bunch to talk.
I've gone on like three times.
Yeah, Commanders.
Yeah, he'll call me about Commander. He knows what's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. So you can also listen to us, of course, via the Odyssey app, stream us live, and watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf Official Heating and Cooling Company of the Junkies. Chris Weber scheduled to join us coming up at 8:20. Jason asked me where he lives, and I don't know exactly.
I was going to guess Florida.
But I clicked on a story, and it said that he was living on a farm, and then I do remember he got in the cannabis business, like our pal. Well, we know somebody that's in that business.
Right.
Sure, you could do quite well in that business. They said that he was living on a farm. I don't know if he's still living on a farm. I do know
Chris Weber living on a farm seems kind of – just doesn't seem like –
It doesn't seem
a Chris
like
Weber
a good
type
match.
Thing, but, hey, maybe that's where his life is taking him.
What do you think? What do you think? He wants to live in a city? You think he wants to live in a suburb?
No, I just...
You think he wants to live in only?
Like, if you ask me, like, does Chris Weber live at the ocean, in the mountains, in a suburb? I think the last place I would have picked is a farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I was reading about him. He's pretty interesting dude. I mean, he's in the cannabis business, or at least he was.
Well, he was in the cannabis farm, but he was in a league. We know that.
He says, here's a quote, "I live on a farm. I fish. I have four-year-old twins." This is from 2 years ago.
He's like Kwame.
He was doing broadcasting, but he also like collects like African American art, and I think he was like a professor. Like he taught a couple of classes.
He spoke at I think Morehouse and maybe one other university.
He's like a professor. Lectures. Like CK's a professor.
Yeah.
Okay, but he taught some sort of class.
All right.
He's just not sitting on his butt doing nothing. Let's put it that way. He's doing mostly nothing.
If you're just like fishing,
he
should be doing nothing. I mean, he's retired.
Yeah, he's retired. Hopefully, he's been done good with his money.
Well, $150 million.
How long has he been out of TV? He was TNT, right?
Yes, I think.
How long has he been out?
I think he's been doing some fill-in work, but I haven't seen him do it this year.
No, I think he left TNT. I was just wondering how.
By the way, he launched a $100 million private equity fund. Like, I'm telling you. You're telling me he's not doing anything.
He's a businessman.
What you're describing.
He had four or five different
the
things.
The things you described to me were like fishing and like.
No, that was just one comment about living on the farm.
Yeah.
Okay, but
he launched
a company, a cannabis company.
He's got stuff going on, but I thought he was pretty good as a commentator, but I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent.
He also made $178 million in his NBA career.
Right, and then that's his account, like his Nike money and all that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he was in that era where they were getting paid.
That's right.
Right.
Guys are getting like $100 million.
And he doesn't strike
contracts.
Me as someone to just blow it.
Looks like a couple years ago, He started an NFT collection. I think he's been a dabbler.
Hey, by the way,
like
are the NFTs dead?
The NFTs, like,
hey, Dravy, are NFTs dead?
A lot of his money
like
in
all
NFTs.
Those NBA NFTs.
Yeah, Dravy, you buy any Bored Apes?
NBA shot or whatever that thing
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Is all that stuff dead?
I mean, it's still around, but.
JP,
I mean,
you own an NFT. You don't even know what it is anymore.
I think it was Lonzo Ball, or maybe.
Sure, it's worth a lot.
I don't know. I don't know. My buddy just gave me one.
NFTs, they were all the rage
they
for
were,
a while.
I got one of my buddies who's a big entrepreneur. He was big into NFTs.
Non-fungible tokens? Is that
I think,
what it stands
I
for?
Think maybe you would know better than me.
So we'll talk to Chris Webber. Schedule to join us coming up at 8:20. Then later in the show, we've got Mike Rizzo from the Nats. CJ Abrams off to a great start. Hit a home run yesterday. Mm-hmm. Nats are off to a 5-6 start. We got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps at 9:20. So we got some great guests. But we were talking about Jaden Daniels, and I just put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. It seems like we do it every day, but I wanted to see where the fans fall. And it was, if you had to bet right now, although I have a typo, I hate when I do that, who will be the Commanders draft pick with the number two pick? Right now, they say 54% Jaden Daniels. That's kind of where I am. Jaden Daniels will have his interview next week with the Commanders, it looks like, next Monday. But EB mentioned this Evan Silva report, mm-hmm. and it was that whatever interactions he had prior mm-hmm. weren't the best. That didn't leave a great impression. I do know there was another report. It was from one of these, you know, NFL rumor Twitter accounts that he's maybe told people he wants to go to the Patriots, who are number three. Mm.
What?
I don't know why.
I thought I heard Raiders. Didn't I say that?
Well, the Raiders because Pierce coached him.
Well, I know one thing to believe. He was not enamored with the Commanders going in. I believe that.
Going into
the whole process. Because, again, Peters gave him a fifth-round grade a year ago. He took it personally. He didn't like it, which I understand. I would probably take it personally if somebody said I was poop.
I would just think you'd want to be in the best situation, best coaching
staff. Or just
staffs.
Get the most money.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a little bit more money at two than three, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what
to do. But I could also say, I mean, it's easy. I would probably also be swung by just geographically.
I mean, like, who does.
Where do I want
whoever
to
Whoever is playing quarterback for the Patriots, who are they throwing to right now? I haven't looked at their depth chart in a while.
I don't think they have really any premier receivers at all.
Their wideouts?
Yeah.
Isn't Juju still there? Like,
but I'm saying, do they have any legit wideouts right now?
Kendrick Bourne.
They drafted Tyquan Thornton a couple of years ago. He's been a bust.
I mean, yeah, so why would you want to go there right now?
Right now, Jacoby Brissett would be throwing to KJ Osborne and DeMario Douglas.
Okay, I mean, Douglas had, right, he had some flashes as a rookie last
Kendrick
year.
Bourne's not there. I don't know why I thought he was with the Patriots.
Kendrick Bourne did sign a deal
with somebody. He's gone.
Who did he sign with? I've forgotten who he...
I would just think that you would want the most weapons.
It's like he signed, although on Wikipedia it says he's with the Patriots.
I think he re-upped with the Patriots, so he's still there.
I just didn't see him on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bourne is still there, yeah. So Osborne, Bourne, Douglas. I don't know. It's just that
it's
doesn't
weak.
Scare anybody.
It's weak.
Yeah, so who knows?
Remember?
I mean, I can't imagine he's telling his agent and telling other teams, yeah, I will not play for...
I'm sure
or I don't want to be drafted by.
Right. Why would you limit your options?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you're young and arrogant and you think, you know, that a lot of teams want you. You know, think about it. Think how dumb you are when you're 21, 22. You think you're king of the world
right.
and you just won the Heisman mm-hmm. and everyone's saying you're going to be a top three pick.
Yeah.
So you might think, you know what, and that's I'd rather go somewhere. Let my agent know I'd rather maybe mm-hmm. find somewhere else than – Washington
maybe.
For whatever
I mean,
reason.
Let's be honest. The reputation for this franchise has
not
been great over the last 30 yeah. years.
I mean, we're starting at the bottom.
Now, there's new ownership, so there's hope for optimism. But I mean, what does he know about Josh Harris and company?
Do you put any stock into? And I don't know where this guy's coming from, but Grant and Danny, I believe, had Max Chadwick on the show, who's with Pro Football Focus, mm-hmm. college football, their college football show, PFF's college football show. He said, when talking about Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, quote, I personally think it's not really close. I think Drake May is the number two quarterback in the draft. But as of right now, I think Jaden Daniels ultimately will be the number two pick right now.
So right, he thinks Washington will take Daniels.
And I saw somebody else, I can't remember where it was. There are just so many people chiming in on this now. So it was somebody else who said that Drake May, he believes Drake May had the highest ceiling of them all,
mm-hmm.
including Caleb Williams. But he believes the number two
There's
pick will
so
be Jaden Daniels.
There's so much smoke around all these guys. It's hard to determine and it might who's going
to
go where.
It might go to basically like a risk assessment. Like they might even believe Drake May has the highest ceiling, but they might also have that belief that Merrill Hodge has, that he's the type of guy who can get your coach fired.
Right.
So who's going to have the most immediate returns, if not the longest term returns, but the most immediate returns might be Jaden Daniels.
It's a small component. I can't remember who cut it up on Twitter, but I watched it yesterday that they were talking about how Dan Quinn, when he's been talking about the players that he's going to look for, he's looking for guys who are obviously competitors, you know, violent at the point of collision. So they showed clips of Jaden Daniels after he was thrown.
Oh, I think that's Sam Fortier's bit.
Sam Fortier, that's who it was.
And but he does it with all the quarterbacks.
Does it with all of them. And it seemed like from the cut-ups, Jaden Daniels is much more willing when he throws a pick to try to chase down the guy who picked the ball off and make a play than either McCarthy or Drake May. Those
now, to
guys
be fair, I think
seem disinterested in getting in the mix
to be
and breaking
fair,
up the play. Daniels is throwing his body around like he's going to go tackle the dude when he makes a mistake.
Okay.
It's also
so
going to get him hurt.
Could get him hurt.
But to be fair,
I like that trait.
Just don't throw picks.
To be fair, I'm going to look up
like
Sam Fortier's tweet. I think he said that Drake May's, for whatever reason, maybe because of the depth of his target, mm-hmm. that his interceptions didn't really have returns.
Right. That could be the case.
So it's kind of hard to judge how he's going to tackle
they're already tackled 40 yards down the
field. And again, that's a very small piece of the whole puzzle. But it points to what's a player's competitiveness.
So we got a guy that that I've interacted with on Twitter for years, right? And he's a pretty sophisticated football guy. Mm-hmm. I'll give him a shout-out. Coach Rose, okay? I don't know what his handle. You guys could look it up. Anyway, I respect him. I think he might be involved with, like, semi-pro football or something. I don't know. And mm-hmm. he and I always go back and forth on skins and quarterbacks, mm-hmm. whatever. He says, EB, these draft guys on TV have no idea. He said more than half had the Texans drafting Tyree Wilson before the trade. Almost all the mock drafts had Levis going 4. He ended up going in the second round.
Yeah. Yep.
So just sort of a reminder of that. And then he said, as far as Jaden Daniels, he just doesn't see. He's going to be – this are his points. And you just take it for what you think. He says he's going to be 24 during his rookie year. He says his best trade is running. How many running quarterbacks are last past 30? Well, certainly. How old is Lamar? Lamar is doing fine.
Probably 29 or 30.
Lamar?
Yeah. Steve
27.
Young?
27.
Oh, is he still that young?
Yeah, he's still young.
I mean, Steve Young did all right.
Came out earlier.
Yeah, he was very young when he came out.
The pressure to sack ratio, he says, is a way bigger deal than people realize. He only throws the ball on 48% of blitz snaps. He said that's a red flag. And then talk this through with me because I didn't quite understand this when I read it. He says, I don't get trading Sam if the pick is Jaden, though, because Sam is a backup now anyway and cheap. If the pick is May, it makes sense. I don't quite
understand. It makes sense trading. They're saying it makes more sense trading him away if the pick is May.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like
they didn't want to be on the same team.
They just didn't want that dynamic in the quarterback room where these guys are friends. Now they have to be competitors in the room.
But you also probably wanted more of a veteran presence as your backup.
That probably makes sense.
I think that makes sense regardless, though.
Instead of essentially a second-year quarterback.
He said also May already knows Cliff's offense after playing for Longo in 2022.
Right. That could be a factor. May. Like if you're already intimately familiar with the offense you're going to run as a pro, less of an adjustment period.
Right. So, I don't know. I do think they're going to take Drake or JJ or somebody and not Jaden, but we'll see.
60% right now, you can vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. 60% believe it's going to be Jaden Daniels.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I lean towards Jaden Daniels, but I don't think there's a chance in hell it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. It's either going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
I think you're probably right, and I would put my money on Drake May.
Coming up next,
that
we're going to talk to...
Well, you're going to be happy if that happens.
Coming up next...
In 3 or 4 years, you're going
to
be happy.
I don't know. It's kind of boring pick to me, but I think that's who they're bringing.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chris Webber, who probably gave us one of the most entertaining playoff series here in D.C. in years, and they lost 3 games to Zippy to the Chicago Bulls. But seriously... What else we got? We got one series with John Wall.
Yeah, not a lot.
But a similar outcome.
It's a wasteland.
Right?
It's been a wasteland.
They did win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they won a couple series. Yeah. But
no, what, Indiana smoked us or something?
But still, if you think about the glory days, that is sadly one of the glory days for the Wizards. So we'll talk to Chris Webber, NBA Hall of Famer, next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.